This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anna Merv.
Good morning, Dean Murphy.
That's a good little song to kick off the morning, isn't it?
Good morning, Joysters.
Love the nightlife.
It is indeed. Good morning, everyone. How's our week been?
Well, it started off with Australia Day weekend, which was pretty good.
Which was bloody great.
I thought it was a terrible day on Monday for barbecue, but you two have just turned around and said, no, we had barbecues on that day.
Wow.
About Tim, our producer.
Well, hello, Tim.
Hello, good morning, Tim.
Oh, I just bit my tongue. It's going to be a hard show. Oh, I've just given myself an injury.
It's early, isn't it?
6:37. Now, I had a lovely time because I was glamping.
Glamping?
Wow. It was just camping with a couple of homosexuals who did everything for me. So it was right. Total glamping. I didn't lift a finger.
Mm.
Oh, actually, I was the drinks lady. That's okay. Mm. Somebody actually from Joy, Andrew from Chatterbox, commented on a photo and said, oh, I can see what you're doing there. You're multitasking. Because I was just sitting in a seat with a drink in my hand and a newspaper. So yeah.
I like how you borrowed Tim, our producer's tent, and got back this morning and said, Tim, the tent was great and everything. And there's dust and stuff on it. Is that, do you need me to clean that out? Like, do I need to clean that out?
In it.
Like, what were you thinking? You borrowed a tent. Clean that out.
No. Well, we brought it back and it's just clay.
Oh, there's a bit of dirt and stuff on it. I don't know was I meant to clean that off? Yes, you were.
No, excuse me.
You borrowed the tent.
You don't understand. When I got the tent, I was under the impression they'd used it before. This thing was wrapped up tighter than it just came straight out of Ray's camping. Like, it looked like it had just come out of the box. So I was like, oh, my God, this thing's brand new.
Mm.
Red dirt up there, red dust, a lot of that. So we have swept it out. But I now need to take it out. I'm not used to
cleaning.
I'm not used to tenting.
Oh, right, sorry.
I don't know what the protocol with tents are. That's what I was asking.
Just return it the way
you
bought it.
It has to be hung out to dry. 6:39.
I know. Look, it was... Well, look,
anyway, I had a lovely time. Thank you, Tim.
I was going to say, you seem like you had a lovely time up there in the hills.
Yes, I didn't really have to do anything.
Did you swim in the weir?
Yes, we did.
How was that?
Floating in the weir. it was great, actually, can I just say.
So you became a hillbilly?
No, I was trying to be killing Heidi, but that's okay. We did do a little campfire sing-along.
Yes.
And interestingly enough, we're planning a trip to India at the end of the year, and there was a conglomerate of Indian campers who were all singing Indian songs. Then we were walking in the middle of the bush and all of a sudden loudly through speakers from a car somewhere we heard all this Indian music. It was like it was set up just for us.
It was, actually.
To have a taste of what India's going to be like. Less people in Eildon Bush,
I think,
than what's going to be in Delhi. So I don't feel that prepared.
Barely think you survived a 3-day camping trip. How are you going to go in India?
We're getting a tour doll. That'll be glamping Indian style.
Joy 94.9, there she is, Tina Arena. Ooh, I love that song. Don't Hide, it's called. Love it.
No, don't hide.
No, don't.
Get out of bed. Get yourself ready to go to school. Oh, work, I meant. But it is the first day of school for many.
Oh, it is, actually. The kids are back today.
A lot of them are.
Mm.
Most of them today. Why on
I like
Friday?
How they... Well, don't hit them too hard too quick.
Never just used to happen in our day.
Little taste and they can have a little weekend and get used to it again.
Maybe that's what's wrong with us.
What?
That's the underachieving part. They stuck us in there on a Monday.
Can we not talk about that
up
on a Friday morning, please, the underachieving thing?
I would like to... All I can say here is, hallelujah, there is a reason that Christmas binging on food and everything else happened in my world. I have the answer.
Why is it, what's that?
Chris Smith has just started a Melbourne Weight Loss and Fitness Centre.
So you thought, pack on a few just so I can go and hang out with Chris.
Well... Everything has a reason. I didn't know it at the time. I was just being a little piggy. But now he says, I love to help people and see people get fit and healthy and I love you. So that's made me very happy.
So I don't know whether that's sort of a great thing though, because you may not want to, if he's actually at the centre all the time, you may not want to lose much. Does that make sense?
Correct.
Like it's kind of like...
I never thought it out that much in detail. It was just a moment to pause and... curve over Christmas. Oh. Anyway.
I'm going to work on a few kilos as well.
Go for gold.
Good. Now, listen, someone I wanted to say hello to
this morning.
Going,
I can't do that squat or that sit up. I can't because I'm drooling.
What What have you had this morning?
I don't know. I need a coffee. I know that.
If anyone's flying past the studios of Joy this morning, bring Anna Murphy a coffee. That'd be great. Maria Sharapova, I went to the tennis yesterday. And it came, a mate of mine gave me some tickets, which was lovely. And I thought I'd take myself off and check out what was going on centre court there on Rod Laver.
You don't usually go to the tennis, do you? You're not a tennis aficionado.
I haven't been for a few years, but I haven't really. I've been watching a lot of it on this one, actually, and I've been sort of getting involved. I can't say any of their names. Like, they just, not even the guy who's meant to win, who's Djokovic or something like that. Is that right?
Djokovic. Just think of Djokovic.
I can't think of them. Anyway,
I thought you were going to stumble over Murray.
No, like, there was.
We should be awkward. He's very close to your own.
He's good looking, isn't he?
Isn't he?
I watched a doubles yesterday, guys. I don't even know what country they're from. Don't even know. But anyway, good. They're very big and tall tennis players, aren't they?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Very tall, strapping young men.
Oh.
Anyway, that game didn't last too long.
I've sensed the theme of why Dean Murphy is now watching the tennis, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, well, they look short on the TV in on the centre court. They look huge. Not. But I tell you what, after that came in Maria Sharapova.
Oh, you did that so well in pre-production, but close.
Thanks.
Very well.
Maria Sharapova. Can't even say it. Anyway, you know the
Sharapova.
Anyway, I had always heard of the grunting rumours and whatever, it was only when I was there in the centre court that she really grunts. It, to the point where if I was on the opposition side playing tennis against her, I would throw my tennis racket at her because she is annoying. I had to leave after two sets.
Yeah, it's not good.
She won three. No,
you
no, do.
If you actually
sets.
Have it on in the television and you're in another room in the house, it can sound very much like listening to porn.
She's a good
it's
looking.
It's not something that I do a lot. I just want to point out.
Yes, it is very much like that, actually. It's actually quite off-putting. There was a lot of people squirming in their seats.
Well, I do believe they're trying to weed that out of the younger players, up-and-coming players.
How do you weed out a grunt?
Well, they're going to have to train them how not to, because it has been a ploy for her to create that.
Has it?
Yeah, it has absolutely.
Right, it worked, because it annoyed me, I left.
You left. Well, yeah, but as the...
Maybe she just wants players to leave.
She wants the players to leave. Yeah, that's how she wins.
Yeah, anyway.
It's a grunt-off.
Now, listen, Tony sent through a message in regards to my, my girlfriend, Sharapova.
Oh, there you go.
I got it.
Yeah, you got it.
He says,
"Morning, Murphs. You can hear her outside the arena as well. It's disgraceful." I have to agree.
Well, I've grunted during the midair springboard diving, but I've never done it on a regular basis. It's more like a cry for help because I'm out of control and I don't know where this dive's going. I don't know. Seen the roof. Meant to be seeing the water. But that's the one off. She does it every...
No. And,
but actually,
and
Tim brought up something interesting. She doesn't do it during her warm-up.
No.
She's very quiet during the warm-up.
Yep.
She almost like a Tibetan monk sitting on a hill humming.
A little bit. Yes.
Very
quiet. Quite similar. A Tibetan monk in a miniskirt with a tennis racket. See how you drew that parallel.
I mean?
Anyway, it's not grunting, it's screaming, and she needs to sort herself out.
I think so. Someone else that probably needs to sort herself out from where I'm standing, Taylor Swift.
Oh, don't you?
Well, yes, because she's trademarked the lyric, "This sick beat," from her song Shake It Off. Now, Hang on a sec. Pull up, girlfriend. Just because you got all the money under the sun doesn't mean you can just start trademarking things that we've been using for years.
You've been using for years.
I have. I used to sit around with the mates when we were 18 or, you know, around that time and go, "Oh, this is a pretty sick beat.
This is sick beat."
We did. We did do that. Oh, she doesn't own that. She can't just go and buy that
Dean Murphy
phrase.
You have never uttered "this sick beat" until you heard "Shake It Off."
She's also trying to go party like it's 1989. Hang on a sec.
I think
newsflash, we all did that
in 1989.
Hey, it's party like it's 1989. Who does she think she is?
Look, I know what you can trademark. Because you can't argue "sick beat." I'm sorry, you're not that cool.
"Sick beat." Yeah, I do it all the time. I do it in my car.
Since "Shake It Off." You've only done it since "Shake It Off."
Anyway.
You have never sat with a group of friends and used the term. This is a sick beat.
We have. We used to do it all the time.
I'll tell you what you can.
What?
You can trademark, "I'm a springboard diver."
Really?
Or, "I'm running another party."
Oh, thank you.
Those are things that you can have and no one else wants.
What could you trademark?
Oh, that's opened a can of worms.
It has, hasn't it?
Hasn't it?
What about all your things, all your ailments? Dolly, I've got a headache. Dolly, my knees are gone.
This is going to get nasty. Oh, my foot. I've got a buggered foot.
Heading for a top of 20 degrees today in town. A few showers about the place. The weekend's not looking too good either. 21. What happened to summer? What happened?
Hello. Summer, you can come out now. I need to discuss this just very quickly before we move on. Because
what was that? You sound like Miss Alina of Romper Room.
For 3.5 very sweaty years in my home, I had no air conditioning.
Yes, that's correct.
And we had weeks on weeks of 40 degree. I had to move out of my home the last two summers because I couldn't find a boyfriend with air conditioning. But that's okay. Yes. So this year, and I've told everyone, I finally get aircon. And I'm sleeping under a doona still. No, summer. I know. Where are you?
I know, but it's a reverse cycle. So you can put it on a heater the moment sleep under a sheet and pretend that you're in your hot box again.
You come in here and whinge about how hot I am because I've got the heater on.
Just have flashbacks.
And the cat's sweating in the corner. And I'm like, we've got to turn the heater on. It's reverse cycle. Need to use it.
Oh, dear. Hey, listen, I was looking at the paper. You might find this interesting, Anna Murphy.
Oh.
I'm sure you're going to. It says laughs around the dining table were most likely inspired by your younger brother or sister.
Ah.
At least that's what they say. YouGov, which is obviously a government research thing, which doesn't really count for much, research shows younger siblings think they are the funniest, are more easygoing and favoured by their parents. Does that ring a bell?
46%. Hang on. Why would they just... YouGov. So they've just gone, hey, can we get like a posse of younger siblings? You all got to be the youngest in the family. And then, hey, do you think you're the funniest?
Yeah.
This is brilliant. There's no holes in this research. No. Of course we're the funniest.
What do you mean
Well,
by
we have
that?
To get the attention because there's like a lot of competition. It's kind of like when Mum used to put food out and I learned how to eat really quickly because I wanted seconds and you two would eat more than
we're
me.
We're not like
it's
dogs kind of... like a dog bowl in a dog breeding place where we have to fight over food. It was never like that.
Well, no.
We weren't
I'm
in a depression.
It's like a little competitiveness that we learned to find our voices.
Anyway, results showed older siblings felt a burden of responsibility for younger brothers and sisters.
Oh,
the personality trait divide
burdened?
With you. Burdened by you? No, not at all.
You feel weight of responsibility.
No, here she comes again. There's a sister. There she goes. Here she comes again.
Oh.
What are we doing this weekend? Oh, I probably have the sisters tagging along again.
Oh.
Burden? Hardly.
Tagging?
The personality trait divide was even stronger when there was more than...
You are on your own, buddy. Again,
oh, right. See, this is the thing that the younger siblings do, right? When you know you can't win an argument, you go, oh, put your hands up. I'm taking my bat and ball and I'm running off. That's what you do, the younger ones. You think you're funny until we have a go and then you're off. Oh, no.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
Do you know what I mean?
It does.
Anyway, so I thought...
Yeah, I do, because you're talking to me.
No, I don't like YouGov's research, quite frankly.
Neither do I.
I want to find out from our research team,
MurphysLaw.com,
which is our listeners this morning, who in your family is the funniest?
Yeah. Is there a pecking order of humour?
Yeah, just say one, two, three, or whatever, how many children you have in the family.
First or last.
First or last or middle, whatever.
The forgotten middle child.
Let us know
the
your
one
thoughts.
Everyone
Tell gets. Us why, too, because you might have a sibling who's just hysterical. God, we all dream of having one of those. But if you
twice
can send
in
it.
The one segment. That's twice.
If you can send it in.
You've got one more.
0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au. And we've got a pancake parlour voucher to give away for, you know, the most creative response this morning. Send it through. 0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au. The funniest member of your family.
So politically correct in here after last week's debacle over who wants to use the mouse that we're now so polite Dean Murphy doesn't know what he's doing.
No, I don't know how to use it now. Now, we were talking about, well, this article was saying that younger siblings actually think they're the funniest in the family, which I find you tend to obviously, well, actually, I'll give you credit. No, no, I will give you credit. When we do have family dinners, you are somewhat funny. That's all I've got to say.
Somewhat.
So I'm throwing it out to the people this morning, to our research team, which is the Joy listeners, and you've got to let us know who in your family is it the first sibling, second, middle child or whatever, who in your family is actually the funniest? Who probably thinks they're the funniest, but who is the funniest? And we've got lots of responses coming through.
Yes, Tony has said, youngest, I'm hilarious. Oh, nice one, Tony.
Is that it?
And Sarah's actually said, I'm the middle child and I'm much funnier than my siblings, just saying.
Ooh. Okay. We've got one here from Tom. It says, my little brother is the funniest in the family, especially when he does his drag numbers at dinner. He's only 10.
Oh, fabulous.
Great. Yeah. Aaron also says, my older brother does stand-up, but it's my middle sister who's the funniest one.
Oh.
That happens a lot, doesn't it?
It does a little bit.
Yeah.
Matt says, knock, knock. Who's there? The middle child. Who cares? Oh, dear.
That's a terrible thing to say. We are the forgotten child.
Oh.
Clayton has sent this one through.
Clayton says, I think the research is correct. The youngest sibling thinks they are the funniest. My brother does, but actually he's just a nut job.
Oh, thanks, Clayton.
Is that how you
think of
that?
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
A nut job.
Yes, very much so. Okay. Oh, there's a few other
youngest, tips I'd use. Without question. We have both parents and older siblings to give us endless embarrassing material and we are far more clever.
Oh, good
thanks,
on you, Glenn,
Glenn
from South Yarra.
Far more cleverer.
Tim sent this one through.
Tim said, of course I'm the funny one in my family. Also the most handsome and popular. I'm an only child. Fabulous, Tim.
Love it. 0427JOY949, honourofjoy.org.au. We're talking which is the funniest sibling in your family. Let us know your thoughts. And we'll put you in the draw to win this amazing pancake parlour voucher. Is it amazing? Can you sell it like that? Well, I have.
And in tennis, a gritty Andy Murray defeated perennial hopeful Thomas Burdick to win a fourth chance to take an Australian Open men's final on Sunday. Murray will face either reigning champion Stan Wawrinka, who looks in awesome form, or world number one Novak Djokovic, who has had a dream run through the tournament.
I like how you called Murray gritty.
Yeah.
Gritty.
Did you watch it last night?
Yeah.
He looked really pissed off.
Well,
he's
always angry.
Hey, Murray.
He's a nasty little Scot with a bad temper.
Oh, no, I love him. No, sorry to interrupt. I really love him. I like gritty. Anyway,
if you see his shirt off, take his shirt off, he's actually got a really wiry, strong body. Oh, he doesn't look much.
Heaven.
You know.
Stop it.
Sorry, back to the news.
In the women's final, the battle of the Titans and the loudest grunters, Maria Sharapova and Serena Williams promises to be an epic. And on that point, a friend of mine who lives in the country was disturbed by very loud noises. She thought she had rutting koalas in her driveway. She went outside and then came back in and discovered it was the women's tennis.
You see,
I
female tennis players, you see? You sound like koalas mating. Is that okay? That'll put them off, won't it?
Next news at 8.
Joy 94.9, there she is. Kylie Minogue, love it. Oh, she can pop out any track and I love it. Doesn't matter, good or bad. It's Kylie.
We were just discussing the fact that a Kylie Minogue song is always just impregnated into you. All of a sudden you just realise you're tapping your foot, tapping your fingers, and you know all the words.
I don't know whether I want to be impregnated with Kylie.
Oh, wow. Look, downloaded. It's downloaded automatically from the ether into your brain. Oh, that's just how it works.
Wow.
A little bit like Madonna's
latest
album.
When did you get all tech-savvy?
Oh, never. Anyway. Have you seen me use a mobile phone?
Yes.
Or push to turn the thing on.
Or a computer mouse. Anyway.
Oh, I don't think there's any need to go there.
I need to go here, though. Lindsay Lohan wants a US court to count shaking hands with fans after her London play as part of her community service work.
Yeah.
I like where she's going with it, though.
I like it, too.
You know, that is would be community service, having to shake the hands of a lot of strange people.
Can you imagine the judge that actually gets that application and just reads it? And you'd be like...
I would laugh. She's funny.
Oh, you are.
She's creative. California prosecutor Terry White has slammed the request, saying she has also received credit for work shadowing experience.
What does that entail?
With two people, which basically means they hang out with her.
They just hang out.
Yeah, they just hang out.
Watch her be Lindsay.
Yeah.
Just don't do anything.
No.
Just look at me being me.
Has she had her own reality TV show yet?
Oh, I don't know whether you could put half of that behaviour on reality.
Oh, you could. She's quite a crazed lunatic.
Oh.
Let's do it. If it's good enough for the Kardashians, it's good enough for Lindsay Lohan. That's what I think.
Now, as reported in the paper during the week.
Oh, gee.
Social media nightmare.
What?
Bum, bum, bum.
I think
that's right. It was every commuter's nightmare came true yesterday as Facebook, Instagram, and dating app Tinder went down at the same time.
My Facebook
peak hour.
Went down.
Is it really every commuter's nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Every commuter's nightmare.
Because then you got to...
Like, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, well...
Like, do we not think that's over-dramatised?
Maybe.
Just a little bit.
Like, I like where they're going with it, though.
If the train doesn't turn up, that's inconvenient. And if I'm late home, I'm still going to sleep that night.
That's it.
I just think we're getting a little bit carried away when it goes down. I think what would give me nightmares is this train announcement. Customers are reminded not to stay between the carriages. People have fallen over and been chopped in half. Thank you.
Yes, actually.
That would give me nightmares.
That's probably,
and just on this, Tinder going down. Tinder needs to go down. Just look.
Tinder needs to go down.
Tinder needs
Maybe
to go down.
Maybe that could be their new
permanently.
Motto.
Permanently. Tinder goes down.
Tinder goes down.
That went wrong. but listen to me. I have spent countless hours flicking through that stupid site.
Yes, you have.
Trying to just find anything that, you know.
And it's much like your research for the show.
Yeah. So, but that's fine. There's some lovely gentlemen on there. But there are so many men on there that I actually question the validity of the singledom. I mean, some of them do actually get on there with their pictures of their wives, which I think is refreshing.
That's nice.
It's not false
swingers.
Advertising. You're up there, you're
swinging.
Up front. That's fine because I can say
action.
No to that. But then where are all the rest of them coming from? I think it needs to disappear. I think it would be good for everyone. Commuters
need to
put
Tinder to disappear.
Tinder dating app down and maybe talk to each other on the train. Maybe we could find love
a
that
load
way.
Of rubbish. Oh. You say that today, but by Sunday, you'll be flicking right.
I'll be on it when you push the music button.
Here we Joy 94.9, we are talking who would you knight if you had the chance to do it. No one's been able to you know, push forward suggestions.
No, good one.
But a lot our listeners have. They're
they
doing
are
lots
now.
Of,
Sir Anna Murphy and Dame Dean Murphy. How very
Now, Brent sent this one through. He said, Prince Philip controversy? Oh, yawn. Every breakfast show this week. Time to move on, ladies and gents. Well, the problem with that is we're only on one day a week. so you're going to have to suck
and
it up, Brent, because we've been dying to say it all week.
And I'll tell you what's yawny about that is every dot breakfast dot show dot this dot week dot Brent.
Brent, that's a lot of dots. Just join the dots next
Just
time.
Just join the
buddy.
Dots. Former Prime Minister, regardless of whether you like them or not, it's a significant contribution. What?
Oh,
there's no end of that sentence.
Thank you, Matthew. Oh, hang on. There it is.
Oh, hang on. To the nation, not to mention if you are the first woman.
Right.
Well, that's right. That was my point. I said Julia Gillard. Why not?
Absolutely.
We have got some insight into what took place, though, over in...
We have. We're going to catch up.
Good
well,
old
obviously, we've stolen a little excerpt out of Princess Kate's diary. Oh, that came out really bad. Princess Kate's diary. We're going to play that to you next. It's quite interesting. Now, Brent sent through another message. We had a bit of a crack at Brent for being... Well, not he wasn't being rude. He was just getting his point across. Anyway, he's gone hashtag laughing dot my dot ass.
Oh, good
well,
on
I'm
you. Glad you are, Brent, because we are too.
Absolutely.
Now, lovely time
keep your
here.
Messages coming through. We want to know who you would knight people or dame, obviously because Tony made a big, big... it wasn't the crowd favourite.
No.
He made a captain call and he got shot down in flames.
And the rest of the team have put their tools down and gone home. That
now,
was a terrible...
Apparently, Princess Kate has something to say on this matter.
Dear diary, oh goodness, I haven't entered anything into my journal for months. My bad. Life as a princess couldn't be better. I mean, it feels like yesterday all I was an incredibly good social climber. And now, only a few short years later, I'm soon to be queen. Oh, a bit presumptuous. Maybe. Oh, God, who am I kidding? I mean, I'm wife of the future king and the mother of the other future king, as if it's not going to happen. My second pregnancy is going smoothingly well. The only thing I have a craving for this time round is beer butt chicken. Oh, and the smell of man sweat from a gymnasium changing room. Weird, I know. For weeks there, I was just hanging out at the London YMCA, standing right near the men's changing rooms, just waiting to get a whiff of some strange man's sweat. Then I had to stop, as it was getting a bit creepy and a little bit pervy. A bit like Camilla at the stables. There was no point trying it at home, as William doesn't sweat. I mean, he's got someone to wipe his sweat in his ass every 5 seconds, so no luck there. That's okay. Harry pops over straight after his body attack classes, and that usually does the trick. So on Monday, Grandma Betsy called us all over to the palace for an announcement. None of us knew what was going on, but then Her Majesty informed us that Prince Philip had been knighted by the Australian Prime Minister. There was a moment of complete silence, and then we all burst out laughing. Oh, what a hoot! Prince Philip needs another knighthood as much as Modern Family needs another gay character. Oh, Her Majesty almost had an asthma attack. She was laughing so much. She said poor PM Tony Abbott was just trying to live out some monarchy ass-kissing childhood fantasy. She said fancy knighting a man whose only remaining goal in life is to avoid hemorrhoids by drinking the nation's supply of prune juice. Oh, she's so funny. Oh, anyway, have to go. I'm off to see the Harlem Globetrotters basketball team. Who knows? If I'm lucky, they'll have us sitting right near the changing rooms. Oh, yummy.
I think Madonna would like this article, actually, because age is no barrier to an active love life.
Ooh, that's a low blow.
Research shows among the over 70s, more than, not that Madonna's over 70, among the over 70s, more than half of the men and almost a third of women say they are still sexually active. Of these, one in three say they have sex at least twice a month. It also found affections.
Twice a month?
Twice a month. It's pretty good.
This is amazing. I'm just really thrilled at this article because it's given me some hope.
Yeah. It also found affection stands the test of time with many of the 70s and 80s, in their 70s and 80s, still indulging in frequent kissing, which is great.
Thank God. Because the way I'm going with Tinder and other internet dating sites, it's going to take me till I'm 70 to find anyone to kiss. In other news,
yes,
there may be no such thing, Dean Murphy, as a free lunch, but overweight people in Mexico City will be able to get a free train ride.
Wow. That's how? Do tell.
If they exercise first. Health officials hope to get residents of the city, where 70% of adults and a third of children are classified as obese, they're going to get them fit by offering free subway tickets in exchange for 10 squats.
10 squats?
Yes, they've got health stations set up around the place. It's all happening from Monday.
You can just imagine all these people, though, who aren't overweight going, I'll get a free train ride if I put on a sumo suit and just head down and get do 10 squats.
It seems a lot of effort to go to for a 12 peso train ride, doesn't it?
Yes, maybe.
But what I'm thinking is they'll turn this thing around. You look out, Rio de Janeiro. You won't be the only city with high water booties, all those squats.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.